Infomaniacs on a Monday morning. We've already given away two pair of tickets, one for the opening night tomorrow night and then Wednesday night for Michael Feinstein. He's going to be in town, and Ann Black's at our studio this morning. Ann, how are you today?
I'm well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here this morning. So we kick off 52, is that right?
52.
Wow, okay. So tomorrow night, tell us a little bit about this. It's a tribute to Tony Bennett, I know.
Yeah, it's Michael Feinstein's tribute to Tony Bennett. Michael Feinstein spent time with him. There'll be a lot of fun stories, I think, not just about him, but other artists that he's worked with. Michael Feinstein's not a songwriter. He's a music archivist, mm-hmm. revivalist, and the American Songbook is really what he does. And that's what the concert will be. It'll be those songs from the American Songbook that Tony Bennett made famous.
Yeah, this is a guy who's made his life in entertainment. The number of songs inside his head is probably going to be incredible, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a show, but now what time is the show start?
7:30.
Okay, and we got tickets available both nights?
We have plenty of tickets available both nights.
Right. So good opportunity to and you know what the music's going to be. I mean,
exactly. You know, we had Tony Bennett here, and I guess it's been about 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or 12, or, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Sure.
But it was magic.
Yeah.
You know, he had it, and he was 89 when he was here, and it was just unbelievable.
I remember seeing stories later on in his career, even though his mental facilities weren't full. You get him in front of a piano, and the piano starts, and he was...
Exactly.
It's like he was 40 years younger.
Exactly.
Really pretty amazing.
And, you know, at the end of that concert, if anybody wondered whether it was really just him singing, he laid the microphone on the piano, and he sang Fly Me to the Moon a cappella.
Oh, wow.
Neil Copland.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just amazing.
So, but also, this is kind of a mark that you have in this year's season, because you're also going to have a Tina Turner show coming up and then a Cher show coming up.
It's Legends and Icons.
Yeah.
And pretty much we touch almost everything we're doing with that theme.
Yeah. So, let's peek ahead. So, tomorrow night and Wednesday, and then what's the next show after that?
And then we have Time for Three on the Intimate Gathering series, and they are just an amazing little trio that play classical, but they play a classical and pop. They're really amazing. We had them here, but I don't know how long ago. And then in November, the Tina Turner musical, and I would say this is not a concert. This is her life. This is her story, and her music,
mm-hmm.
including the not so pretty parts of her life.
Sure.
So don't bring the kids. And then we close out with the Kingdom Choir, late November. Many people probably saw them. They sang at Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They sang Stand By Me. So it'll be a great way to start the holidays. With the Kingdom Choir.
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets available for all these, if they'd like to get some?
Yes. Tickets for Tina are going really fast.
Okay.
So if you want to see Tina, you better grab those soon.
Okay.
Go
to the website, and it's right there, right?
That's right, opustickets.org.
Okay.
Or you can call 845-1234.
There you go. Ann Black here from Opus. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott.